for. Amen. When you speak in tongues and the Spirit gives the utterance, hey, that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Receive it. Be joyful about it. Give God thanks for it. Well, it wasn't what I was expecting. Well, I don't know what you're expecting. Amen. Praise God. It don't get any better. But, you know, if you don't believe what you got, don't understand what you got, there's no joy. You understand what I'm saying? It's important tonight that we have faith and we enjoy what we receive from God. Some people have a problem. They don't have a lot of joy because they're not thankful and satisfied what they have. They're always wanting something else, wanting what somebody else has. Amen. That'll rob your joy, won't it? Right? Praise God. Somebody else gets a job you wanted and steal your joy. Well, it's not about jobs. It's not about positions. It's not about places. It's not about who sings and who doesn't sing and who plays and who doesn't play and who preaches and who doesn't preach. Amen. Praise God. We get our eyes on that kind of stuff, it'll steal our joy. It'll steal our joy. It'll steal our joy. Amen. But if we can keep our eyes on Jesus, hallelujah. And just say, you know what? I'm just glad to be saved tonight. I'm glad Jesus picked me up, turned me around, cleaned my soul. Amen. Forgave my sins, wrote my name in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. I have joy. I have peace. I have righteousness. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. I'm glad tonight that the Lord saved me. So joy is an experience and something we want to give God gratitude for. Many ways to express joy. Amen. A lot of ways to express joy. Not everybody expresses joy the same way. Some people are more demonstrative than others. And that's good. Let me just say, if you're demonstrative, be demonstrative. If you're a runner, run. If you're a jumper, jump. If you're a dancer, dance. If you're a shouter, shout. If you're a hand clapper, clap. Amen. Whatever it is you do when you get excited, just go ahead and do it. If you're a tongue talker, talk. Amen. Praise God. If you're a weeper, weep. Have you ever seen anybody weep and be happy? Just tears of joy. Yeah, I've seen that. I've felt that. Been all over me. And we used to have a little old lady in our church in Midland, sweet, sweet saint of God, a great elder. And she'd get to praying. And we used to call it the holy laughs. You ever heard anybody get the holy laughs? She'd just start laughing. She couldn't stop. She'd just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. Amen. And it was just a joy all over her. Sister Ramseer, she was back then she seemed old. She's in her 70s, which is not that old anymore, but it used to be. And she would get between the first pew and the second pew. And she didn't make much noise. She was quiet. But she'd dance from this end, turn around, dance to that end, turn this end. And she'd do that for 30, 40 minutes, just back and forth, just shouting with her eyes closed, just dancing before the Lord. Didn't make a whole lot of noise. Amen. But boy, she was getting with it. I thought, and that's the joy of the Lord for her. Praise God. All kinds of ways to express joy. Not everybody does it the same way. That's why I'm not real big on trying to tell people how to worship. Does everybody stand? Does everybody clap? Does everybody raise their hands? Does everybody do jumping jacks? Does everybody run? Does everybody do this? Does everybody do that? Amen. I'm tired of being a cheerleader. Amen. You got the joy? Just do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I feel like if we can get the Holy Ghost moving and people are just taught to just go ahead and express the joy of the Lord, just do it how you do it. Amen. Just do it how you do it. I don't know how you act when you're happy. Just act how you do when you're happy. Praise God. But do something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so joy, there's always a response. The Bible talks about a lot of different expressions. It talks about leaping. Amen. I've heard people say, well, you leap for joy. In other words, you leap to get it. I think that's kind of stretching it. I think you leap because you got it. I do know this. There are times, the Bible says God inhabits praise. There's times that you may not feel like praising, but you start doing it however you do it, and then you'll start feeling it. Yeah, I've said this before. Your faith doesn't follow your feelings, but your feelings will follow your faith. You start exercising faith. How many times do we come to pray? We don't feel like praying. Amen. I've tried to pray sometimes and I don't get anywhere. So I just get up off of my knees and I start walking and I just start telling God how great He is and all the things that He's done for me. And as I begin to thank God and extol God and exalt God and tell God how great He is, then I start feeling something. Hallelujah. And then I get mad at the devil and I just get all over him. Amen. And that's part of joy too for me. I like beating up on the devil. I like whooping on him. He's kicked me enough when I'm down. Amen. I have joy when I'm dancing on him. Praise God. Take that, buddy. Amen. That too. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Like Brother Elder Andrew Urshan one time was fasting. He sat down to eat and his stomach growled. He said, "All right, belly, that's three more days." I'm not that spiritual, but Brother Andrew Urshan was. Amen. Praise the Lord. But joy, it comes in all kinds of ways, shouting and singing and laughing and dancing, and all these things are joy. You know what? I think people need to understand that Christianity is a joyful experience. Some people, you know, they don't like going to church because it's boring. It's dead. Amen. I'm kind of like that little boy. So he said, "When I grow up, I want to be a preacher." His mom said, "Why?" He said, "If anybody's going to be doing all that hollering, I want to do it." Amen. Praise God. So, hey, come to church, do some hollering. Do some dancing, praise God. Amen. Let's not let it be boring. Amen. Why is it sometimes on Sunday morning we have quiet services? Sunday night we have dancing in the aisles and running the backs of the pews, and we don't have any chandeliers to swing off of, but we just get wild and woolly. Amen. But Sunday morning it's a praise the Lord. Is God different on Sunday morning? Amen. Does He deserve less Sunday morning? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just glad you're here. Praise God. Don't anybody misunderstand. I'm happy you're here. Amen. But I think we can just have just as good a time on Sunday morning as we can Sunday night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The joy of the Lord. It's awesome. Brother Bernard was telling us at the conference about when he was a pastor in Austin, Texas. There was a professor that came from the University of Texas and his wife. Of course, they're very educated, elite people. And they came to one of their services. And of course, there's a little concern. You know, anytime anybody comes to a Pentecostal service, you know, we always kind of get like, "Lord, who knows what's going to happen tonight?" Amen. So who knows? And then sure enough, the first time that woman had ever been in a Pentecostal service, she just fell out in the aisle, fell down. He thought, "Oh, Lord, what does that tell us we're going to think now?" Amen. His wife come in here and slayed in the Holy Ghost. She'd never been to church like that. Amen. You know what? He loved it. Praise God. He said, "I want to know more about this. Never been around this anything like this in my life." So we just need to go ahead and be who we are. Don't you like to, I tell you what, I just like people that are genuine, be what they are. Don't put on airs around me. I'm not going to put on airs around you. What you see is what you get. Amen. But kind of like a fungus, I'll grow on you. If you let me hang around long enough. Amen. But you know, just be who you are. Pentecostals, let's not try to be something we're not. Let's just be who we are. Amen. If you can shout with your new shoes on and a new hairdo, shout it down. That's okay too. Amen. Praise God. I remember years ago, remember when they used to have them beehive hairdos in the 70s. Man, I mean, they had something. You talk about skyscrapers. They were up there, buddy. And there was all kinds of stuff holding that up. And it got real interesting at altar service and people shouting and stuff flying. You're thinking, man, there's oatmeal boxes. And they called them rats back then. They weren't, you know, the flesh and blood kind, but usually made it. It's just interesting to see what flew out of there. Amen. Praise God. But people didn't have, you know, they'd lose their pride and they'd just get with it. Amen. Wear your new suit and you'd get all sweaty and stained. Didn't have a dry thread on you, but hey, that's okay. Amen. That's what they're made for. They got dry cleaners for that kind of stuff. Amen. Just go ahead and be joyful. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And I think one of the things that has hindered Christianity's growth is that many churches have lost their joy. People need to see joy. Amen. Praise God. And so Isaiah said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, you got to understand, they had come back from the Babylonian captivity. They came back. Jerusalem was in ruins. The walls had been torn down. All the buildings, including the temple, had been leveled. The ground has been salted so it wouldn't grow anything. Everything had been burned with fire that would burn and torn down. It was a mess when they come back. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord sent Nehemiah and they got together. They built the walls in 52 days, put walls around the city. Praise the Lord. And it was an exciting time. So and he told the people, he told them, rejoice. So don't be sorry about this. It's going to be good again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, if we're too busy looking to the past, it's dangerous, isn't it? Hope you don't drive your car like that. Oh, I just can't stand. I want to see where I've been. Well, let me know you're coming. Amen. I want you to be looking where you're going. Amen. We got to learn a lesson from that. Praise God. It's okay to glance at the past every now and then. See where you've been, but keep your eyes on where you're going. That's where your joy is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God for a heritage. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for the heritage of United Pentecostal Church, and I'm glad I got to be a part of it. Amen. But I don't want to live in the past. Hallelujah. God is the source of our joy, isn't he? Psalm 4:7 said, thou hast put gladness in my heart more than the time that their corn and wine increased. Amen. More than being blessed financially, he said, you have put your gladness in my heart. Amen. So God, then he's the source of our joy. He's the object of our praise. Amen. Psalm 35:9 said, my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation. Let me explain something to you. And just to give you some insight here tonight. There are times when you think, well, what do I have to be joyful about? Well, you're saved. You can always rejoice in your salvation. But what if I don't feel like it? Well, you're still saved, aren't you? Amen. So just rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. Every day you can rejoice in your salvation. Hallelujah. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. He woke me up this morning. He started me out on my way. He's the joy of my salvation. Yes, he is. Amen. And always you've got something to praise God for. Amen. Hallelujah. We can praise him for his loving kindness. His loving kindness. Psalm 21 and verse 1. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation. How greatly shall he rejoice. Verse 6 and 7. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. So we can trust God and praise God for his loving kindness to him. And of course, his great salvation. We can always be thankful for the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Praise God. But Brother Grissom, I'm not feeling saved. Well, that's okay to go ahead and praise God anyway. Even if you're not doing right, it's still okay to praise God. I said it's okay to praise God. You mean I can praise God when I'm not doing right? You better believe it. I read in the Bible about a guy that had a legion of demons in him. And praise God. Had a whole legion. You talk about a bad man. He was messed up big time. But you know what? He wanted to praise God and the devils couldn't stop him. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's how God can restore you. That's how he can bring joy back into your life. That's how you can get back where you need to be in the Lord. Amen. Praise him every day. Praise him. Amen. Praise him for his mercy. Praise him for his mercy. The Lord saved me when I was 15 years old. Should not have taken me that long, but he did. It did. And I'm thankful that the Lord saved me when he did. I'm very happy for it, but even before the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost, I remember I thought about him every day, and I thanked him every day, and I told him, I was honest with God. I said, Lord, you know, I'm not serving you right now like I know I should, and I'm sorry. I'm going to. I want to. Amen. Please don't let me be lost, God. Whatever you do, please don't let me be lost. And I'd talk to God like that's kind of weird, isn't it? You'd think that somebody that had that much knowledge would just go ahead and be saved, But somehow I just wasn't quite ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad I got ready. Amen. So it's okay. Praise God anyhow. You can praise God all the time because he's good all the time. And all the time God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so we praise him for his loving kindness. We praise him for his goodness because God is worthy and God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. We praise him for his statutes. In Psalm chapter 1, verse 2, it said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. You know what? I appreciate that this is right. I'm glad I know that there's a foundation, and in this day that is absolutely so confusing, that I know that there's some things that are just right. I'm telling you, folks, we live in a mixed up world. We live in a world where people don't even know if they're a male or a female. Now, if you meet somebody that thinks he's Santa Claus, and he's confused, really thinks he's Santa Claus, they're going to try to set him straight. But if somebody doesn't know if they're a male or a female, they say, well, you know, that's not for us to meddle in. Let's make special laws for them. And let's build special schools for them. Because we don't want anybody making fun of them. Well, what's going to happen when they get out of school? People won't stop making fun of them. What's going to happen when they try to get a job? It's a weird world we live in. You read that this week about the school in Nebraska that doesn't want to call kids boys and girls anymore? Let's just call them, this is what they said, purple penguins. Your tax dollars at work. I'm telling you, we're in a confused world. Thank God for his law. Amen. Praise the Lord. He created them, Adam and what? Eve. He did. Amen. That's how God created man and woman, and it's been that way for ages. And it wasn't until the last few years that people can't figure that out. Amen. It's amazing to me. What it is, it's a spirit of confusion. The Bible said that the devil is the author of confusion. And he loves to confuse people. And if you'll let them, he will confuse you. And he'll keep you confused. Amen. Praise God. This is how you get delivered from confusion, because this is right. Amen. Praise God. This is right. Try it. It's right. And so the joy is in knowing that God's law is right. God's law is right. And it is. His words, his laws, his statutes, his judgment, his words. The Bible said that they are right. God is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we could delight in all of those things because all of those things are true. Amen. And we can rejoice in it. I love this verse in the book of Psalms 16, verse 11. He said, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Praise God. Amen. In thy presence is what? Fullness of joy. Now, I've maintained through the years that there's a difference in happiness and joy. I believe there's a difference. Happiness is dependent on circumstances. It's dependent on things. It's very temporal. I've seen people just happy. I mean, and it can change in a moment. They can be happy just one moment, and then they can be exceedingly unhappy the next moment. That's happiness. That's not joy. Joy is not like that. Amen. I'm going to tell you why here in just a minute. Amen. But there's a difference in happiness and joy. And so, but in his presence is fullness of joy. Do you want to know just how joyful you can be? Just get lost in the presence of God, and you will be so full of joy. From the top of your head to the soul of anybody, know what I'm talking about here tonight? You've been that full of joy that it was just all over you. I mean, you talk about being content. Amen. You talk about being secure. You didn't have a worry in the world. You loved everybody. You loved everything. Amen. Praise God. That could nothing be wrong. The whole world was more beautiful than ever been before because you're full of joy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so in his presence, the Bible says there's fullness of joy. And then his right hand, pleasures forevermore. I've heard people say, well, you know, if I serve God, I got to give up all this stuff. Well, there's pleasure in serving God. Is there not? Amen. And guess what? They don't give you headaches or make you throw up. Don't even cost a lot of money. Amen. Some of us don't have to get dressed up for. Amen. It's the pleasures of the Lord. Amen. There's pleasure in God. Anybody say amen to that? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, there is. And at his right hand, there's pleasures, it said, forevermore. I've wondered why some people want to go to heaven. They don't like church. They don't like Christians. Don't really even like God much. And yet, they want to go to heaven. Well, why? You'd be miserable up there. You don't want to praise now. You don't want to sing praises here. You don't want to give glory here. You don't want to break your will and accept the will of God here. You'd just be miserable in heaven. It would be hell for you. Amen. But you don't have to worry. He's not going to make you go. He won't make you go to church. He won't make you go to heaven. You got to make up your mind to go to church, and you got to make up your mind to go to heaven. It's your decision. Amen. Praise God. I've heard people say, and I agree. I've heard people say, I don't believe God would send people to hell. You're right. He won't. Amen. But if you stay on that road, it'll take you there. He's done everything he can to stop you. But if you stay on that road, it will take you there because that's just the way destinations work. Amen. Don't blame God. Don't blame God. Because he's not sending people. He did everything he could to save people. Amen. So God is, and I thank God for the great joy that we have in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is joyful. There's a verse I love in the book of Psalm, I believe it's 149. Psalm 149, verse 4. Psalm 149, verse 4. It said, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. The Lord taketh, let's say that together. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. You know what God loves about this earth? You. You know what God does for fun? He comes down to visit you. We understand that to some degree, don't we? Don't you like to be with your family? Well, I hope so. Amen. Hope you got one of those kind of families you enjoy being with. But you know, it's fun to be around your family, people you love. Amen. And there's pleasure there. And God, you know what? Every time we get together, the Bible said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. When we get together in the name of Jesus, he comes in because his pleasure is in his people. Have you ever thought how much cursing God hears in a day? Have you ever thought how much sin and how much violence and how much hatred and all of that God sees in a day? No wonder when you lift your hand somewhere and you just say, I love you, Jesus, He takes pleasure in that. Amen. When you start singing some song and you begin to praise God, no wonder He just takes delight in that. Hallelujah. I think He punches one there and He says, hey, look at that. That's one of mine. Praise God. That's what makes it all worth it. Hallelujah. He sees His church. Amen. And God takes pleasure in His people. It's amazing. I think that's another statement David used to make, and it took me a while to understand it. He used to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's in me. Bless His holy name. You know, I'm used to God blessing me. Amen. But David turned it all around. He said, oh no. He said, God's blessed me. Now I want to turn around and bless God. Hallelujah. How do you do that? With your praise, with your thanksgiving, with your singing, with your appreciation. That's how you bless God. With your righteous living, that's how you bless God. Amen. And so we can, and we should, and we must praise God. That's how our joy comes. Amen. So God takes pleasure in His people. This parable, Matthew 13, 44. You've heard this. I know I'm not going to expound on it a lot, but I just want to mention this. Jesus taught, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Now, I don't know who the merchant is or who the man is, the treasure seeker. I've always felt like that it's Jesus. That's what I think. I think it was Jesus that found the treasure, which is the church. And He found the church, and He loved it so much, and He thought it of such great worth that He sold everything He had. Literally. The Bible said, for your sakes, though He was rich, yet He became poor. That through your power, I'll get it right here in a minute. That through His poverty, we might become rich. He sold it all. He gave it all to buy us. Praise God. I want you to understand something tonight. You may not think much of yourself, but God thinks you're a treasure. God thinks you're a pearl of great price. Amen. Next time somebody starts making fun of you, laughing at you, say, hey, wait a minute. No matter what you think, God thinks I'm a treasure. God thinks I'm a pearl of great price. He paid everything for me. What have you done for me? Praise. You just tear me down and criticize me. But God loved me enough that He bought me. Amen. Praise God. And so the Bible said that, and notice that word in here, that word joy. Did you see that? He said, for the joy there, because He found this treasure, got all excited. He said, man, look what I found. And there's all these people here that hate me, and even my own rejected me. He said, but there's some people here that love me. And he got all excited and joyfully. Amen. The Bible said, for the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. Jesus didn't go to Calvary reluctantly. Amen. He went like a soldier charging the enemy, understanding, hey, I've got to fight a battle. I've got to pay a price. But on the other side, there's victory. On the other side, there's joy. Amen. And so the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Then, there's joy in heaven. This is twice in the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7. Again in verse 10, Jesus said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 persons which need no repentance. Now, this is from the world of hearsay. I wasn't there. I didn't see it. Take it for what it's worth. But I can believe it. I can see. I believe it's feasible. A person that I have confidence in, said that they were in a service, and God allowed them to see, during an altar service, God allowed them to see some angels. Now, I've never seen an angel, and I don't think it makes one person more spiritual than another if you have. It just, God allowed you an experience that he hadn't allowed somebody else. Amen. But God allowed this person to see some angels. And he said, these angels were watching, especially the altar. And he said, every time that somebody would repent, amen, the angels would rejoice and get excited. They would get all excited. They'd just be all excited and expressing joy. And he said, and then when God filled people with the Holy Ghost, the angels got real quiet and just came near. Now, that's scriptural. The Bible says the angels desire to look into this. The Holy Ghost is not for angels. They can't get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Angels, those that fail cannot be redeemed. Amen. Those that are righteous don't need redemption. Redemption is not for angels. Redemption is only for human beings. The only people that can, the only thing that can be redeemed is the church. Amen. So no wonder angels. The Bible says that two things. He said, when a sinner repents, they get joyful. Amen. But then when it says this Holy Ghost business, they've never seen anything like that. And so they come and they say, what is this? What is this? Amen. They desire to look into this Holy Ghost business. Amen. It's so awesome. Amen. But the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. Amen. That's what we're talking about here tonight. Praise the Lord. Now, I said there's a difference in happiness and joy. You know why? Because first of all, happiness is our joy is a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 said, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and all those. Amen. But I just want you to see that it's a fruit of the Spirit. When you have the Spirit, that's the fruit of it. The Bible said, by their fruit you shall know them. And now, you know, I'm not a botanist. But if I see a watermelon growing on a vine, I know that's a watermelon vine. Amen. If I see a peach growing on a tree, I know that is a peach tree. Not because of the leaves, not because of the shape of the tree. I don't know nothing about that. You got to understand that. Where I grew up, we didn't have trees. We had mesquite bushes. I know what a mesquite bush looks like. I can tell those boogers. I've tangled with a bunch of them. And been dumped in some of them. And I know that experience. I know about that. But when it comes to trees, I hadn't been around many trees. If it's got oranges on it, I know it's an orange tree. I know that. How? Because it's got that fruit on it. Now, if it don't have fruit, I can't tell you what kind of tree it is. But if it's got a bodark on it, I know that's a bodark tree. Whatever kind of fruit, that's what that tree is. Amen. Praise God. And so as a Christian, how do we identify people that are Christians? Because they're going to have this fruit. Fruit of the Spirit. Right? Amen. The Bible said also you'd know by their works. Works not near as good as the fruit. You read on about those a little further on. But the fruit of the Spirit, one of those things is joy. Praise God. We're supposed to be joyful. Let me just say this, that you'll probably have just about as much joy as you want to have. If you don't want to be joyful, you won't be. You have to make up your mind you want to be joyful. It's an effort to be joyful sometimes. It's a choice, isn't it? I can choose. Have you? I'm going to say it again. We say this often. We say, well, he made me mad. The question is, why did you let him? Well, did you hear what he said? No. Was it true? No. But then why are you upset? The Bible says we take offense. But what if you don't take offense? What if you say, no, thank you, I don't want any offense today? Huh? Now, this is good preaching right here. It's kind of hard, but it's good preaching. Amen. That's what Jesus said. He just didn't take it. They said it, but he didn't take it. They offered it, but he didn't take it. He knew who he was. He knew what he had, and he chose joy. Amen. You can say what you want to say. Amen. I liked it in Spanish because I don't know any bad words in Spanish. I don't want to know any bad words in Spanish. And I don't. I don't know one. Not one. And so when I was in Colombia, they'd get with me and they'd start saying things to me and their face would be twisted with hatred and I knew they were saying some bad stuff. I didn't know what they were saying because I didn't know those words. And I'd just smile and I'd just say, thank you. And more to you. Same to you. Amen. You see? And I wasn't offended because I had no idea what they were saying. Didn't offend me. Amen. It was fun. Now, God helped me to do that in English when I do understand. It's a little harder when you know what they're saying, isn't it? But I'm talking about how to have joy here tonight, you see? We don't have to take that stuff. The devil comes and he tries to put worry on you. You don't have to take worry. But Brother Grissom, what if I don't worry, what if something bad happens? Well, you won't stop it by worrying? Huh? Have you ever stopped anything bad from happening because you worried about it? Of course not. Let me ask you this. Have you ever worried about something that didn't happen? About 90% of the time. Amen. So you see, we choose. We can choose joy or we can choose all those negative things. Amen. But you can have as much joy as you want to have in your life. Praise God. You can have joy if you want to have joy. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Romans chapter 14 and 17 said, it's just a part of the kingdom of God. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So if you got the Holy Ghost, you got joy. Amen. Hallelujah. What did Peter say? He said, it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I like this here. Praise God. You know what our reward in heaven is going to be when we get there? Let me show you this. Matthew 25, 21 and 23. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Amen. That's going to be your reward. You're just going to step into the joy of the Lord. You've got it now. With measure, there you're going to have it without measure. Amen. Praise God. So the joy of the Lord is a great part of our reward. Amen. I'm almost through. Let me take you now to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 15 to 18. Paul is writing here about the rapture of the church. In verse 15, he said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And now when he talks about those that are asleep, he's talking about the dead in Christ. Those that die in Christ. That's who he's talking about. Now verse 16, he said, for the Lord himself shall descend with a shout. I want you to get that. Praise God. I don't know how it was for you, but I hope it was like this for you. But I remember the day I got married, I was happy. I was happy. Amen. Brother Hart and I, we went swimming that day and had a good time. My wife and them all fretting about dresses and decorations. And we were out swimming, having a good time. Praise God. And I was happy. Amen. I was going to meet my bride. I was going to get married. Amen. I'm still happy after 40 years. I'm still happy about it. Praise God. I wouldn't trade her for nothing. Or no one. Amen. It's awesome. Praise God to be married to a person that you love and you share joy with, share life with. And I appreciate my wife very, very much. But you know, I was with joy. Nobody drugged me down the aisle. Nobody marched me down there with a shotgun and said, now get down there, boy. No, sir. Amen. I marched out with Brother Urshan. He still owes me a counseling session. I guess we'll get it in glory. Amen. But he I just walked out there behind him, and he just told me what to do, and I just said, yes, sir. I did my I wills and I do's like I was supposed to. Amen. But I was happy about it. I was happy then. I was happy when we left. And it was a joyful time. When Jesus comes back, he's not going to send somebody else for his bride. He's not going to turn around and say, now, Gabe, you're my chief angel here, bud. I love you. And I'd just like you to go there and get my bride for me. And that's not what it says. It said, the Lord himself shall descend with a shout. Hallelujah. With joy. That's what he paid for. That's what he bought. That's why he came. That's how he endured Calvary. Amen. It was because he bought that bride. And he's coming back with joy. Amen. And the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to be with the Lord in the air. And so shall we be with the Lord. Wherefore scare people to death with these words. That's not what that said, is it? Amen. But that's what a lot of people do. They preach the rapture to scare people. We're supposed to preach the rapture to comfort people. Amen. That's the reason we preach the rapture. Amen. Now, if you're not ready, yeah, you'll get scared. But that's not the purpose. The purpose is to comfort the church. It's going to be worth it all. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to take us out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so there's joy in the Lord. There's joy. Somebody said it's not joy all the way, but there's joy all along the way. Amen. Praise God. Brother Kilgore used to say that. Philippians 4:4, Paul said this. Now, remember, Philippians was a prison epistle. That means that when Paul wrote that letter, he was in prison for preaching the gospel. And yet, the most used word and the key word of the book of Philippians is joy and rejoice. More than 30 times in that very short book, he kept saying rejoice. Talked about the joy of the Lord and rejoicing. Here he is in prison, chained a soldier, and he's writing about rejoicing. And listen to what he said. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Now, let's slow this down. Rejoice in the Lord. Now, you cannot always rejoice in your circumstances because sometimes your circumstances are bad. You cannot rejoice always in your job. Sometimes it's going to be bad. You can't always rejoice even in your family because families have problems. But you can always rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Why the songwriter said, he ain't never done me nothing but good. Amen. So we can always, always rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Now I'm talking about that's the source of your joy, is to rejoice in the Lord. He said, rejoice in the Lord. What did he say? Always. Always. Amen. Brother Fry, in the good times and the bad times, I can rejoice in the Lord. I can't rejoice. Some days I don't feel as good as I do other days. How about you? Okay. Amen. Seems like the older I get, the more of the other kind I have. Amen. Praise God. But you know what? I can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. To me, it's amazing. It's amazing how that we just, you can wake up in the morning and with unconsciously, you just find a song. And I think, where did that come from? Well, the fruit of the Spirit. It's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I remember Sister Davis making the reference after the loss of Kirk, her beloved son, didn't know how she'd get through it. How in the world she'd ever survive. But the Lord every day, gave her a song. Every morning she'd get up. And there'd be a song. And that's the joy of the Lord. You can sing and you can have joy. Even when you're aching and hurting, you can have joy. I've actually felt guilty at times for the joy of the Lord. I have. I've been to the death of some of my loved ones. I just felt this joy and I felt guilty. God, I'm not supposed to feel like this. Well, sure you are. Amen. It's okay. I'm not glad they're gone. But my mom, I was just glad that she wasn't suffering anymore. Amen. It was her choice. And she just told the little nurse, she said, I'm going home today. In about 5 minutes, she was gone. She just checked out and went home. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's okay. It's all right. My sweet little mother-in-law, 97 years old, been serving God probably 75 years or more. Amen. Faithfully. What a soldier of the cross. Ah, what a stalwart example of Christianity. What a beautiful life. Still, when you talk to her, she's 97 and just barely holding on to life, but she's always got, always cheerful, always happy, got joy in her life. It's amazing. It's amazing. Amen. Praise God. I'm just saying to you tonight, you can have joy. Amen. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's what God wants the church to have. Let's stand together. Praise the Lord. This old world's, it's really kind of a miserable place without the Lord. People are doing all kinds of stuff trying to be happy. People are buying all kinds of stuff to be happy. People are going to all kinds of places just trying to be happy. People take all kinds of substances just trying to be happy. Amen. People get rid of one mate and go find another one just trying to be happy. Amen. Praise God. Some of the people you would have thought would be the happiest apparently were some of the most miserable. Some people that they brought laughter to other people and seemingly joy to other people, and yet they were so miserable that they couldn't see any reason to live longer. It's tragic, isn't it? It's tragic. Amen. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. But you know what I'm talking about here tonight? Anybody understand the difference in the joy that we have? You have joy. Have joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have joy. Joy of the Lord. I never considered myself to be a morning person. I just didn't think I was. I don't know why. I just didn't think I was. Amen. I just never did. But you know what I discovered is that even in the morning, I just find myself humming and whistling and singing. You know what? I said, you know what? Maybe I'm a morning person. Praise God. I didn't know I was, but maybe I am. It's just the joy of the Lord. It's just the joy of the Lord. Amen. Anybody make up songs? Any of y'all ever do that? Just make up songs? I make up songs. I don't, and nobody will ever hear them. Amen. But I just make them up. Praise God. My wife and Sheree accuse me of that when they're singing with me, making up songs, because I sing different words than they do. And everybody looks like, what? Y'all don't know the words? Amen. But the joy of the Lord, it's awesome to have this joy every day. Amen. Let's give God thanks for that right now, would you? King of kings and Lord of lords, thank you for this joy. It's priceless. It's priceless. I can't buy it. I can't purchase it. Amen. The stores don't sell it. Legal or illegal. I can't find it on a shelf. Can't find it in a bottle or a pill. I can't find it anywhere except in the Lord. It's the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's my strength. It's what's going to get me through the hard times. It's going to help me climb the mountains. It's going to help me make it through the valleys. It's going to help me cross the streams and even the stormy seas. This joy of the Lord. This peace that passes understanding. Thank you, God, for the joy that is my strength tonight. Help us as a church. Help us as individuals, Christians tonight, to make up our mind that we are going to embrace the joy of the Lord. Amen. There'll always be troubles. There'll always be difficulties. But help us tonight to embrace the joy of the Lord. Hold it dear. Amen. And practice it on a daily basis. In Jesus' name, help us, oh God. We give you thanks and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do want to say the altar's always open. If you want to come and pray, amen, this altar's for you. Praise God. If you need a place, a little time to spend with God, we always encourage you to come.